And here we are with Land Life. Land Life, the podcast. I'm Chris Brackett. If you don't know anything about me, I have spent my entire life trying to figure out critters. If these little critters would have let me pet them, I probably wouldn't kill them. But for me, it's about figuring out whitetails. It's about figuring out little critters, getting close to them, watching them do their things, picking out the one that you want to go after, and then executing whatever habitat and whatever strategies, whether it be just working hard, making money to buy that piece of land that's yours. I started out hunting public ground. Now it's a big fad to hunt, you know, and kill a three-year-old or a two-and-a-half-year-old on public ground. Now I hunt private ground. Not only do I hunt private ground, but I go into people's properties all over the country, and I set that property up to be not only bulletproof, but to have all the groceries, all the habitat, the native grasses. I sell land in Illinois, and I consult on land all across the country. And when I say consult, I'm talking about people hiring me to not only help them get the most bang for their buck and the juice worth the squeeze out of their property that they're either selling or that they're looking to buy. That is what I can do as a licensed real estate agent in Illinois, but I also can reciprocate that all over the country and get and be able to help the buyer and the seller look for the right piece of property, find the right agent, and then worry about getting paid off of the commission that it, the seller is already going to pay. Or if somebody is looking for a value to put, to be able to hire a consultant to help them buy. It's no different than the real world helping a consultant save the company money or to do things more cost effective or to save them time. Time is money. That is what I do at Land Life. I am a licensed real estate agent in Illinois, a broker, if you will. And by doing that, I spend every day of my life helping not only clients, but teaching. And that is what this podcast is about, is teaching. The knowledge, the fun stuff. You know what? The tough stuff of being a man. You know, it just says in the Bible that you should be able to guard your heart. But at the same time, you should be able to act like men. You should be bold. You should be able to be a steward of the land. You should have dominion over the animal. And then what does that truly mean? I've been on both sides of that coin to be somebody that just wants to watch the blood fly. And then I've been the other person that have been a steward of the land, has been somebody that really, truly loves animals, loves the habitat. Watch the joy in somebody else being able to realize that there's more than just wanting to stop that heart of that animal and eat that meat and watch that majestic, magical flight of the arrow. I mean, that is what we truly as men and women in the outdoors and in, you know, a position to where we're stewards of the land and we have the freedom to be able to buy land. And we still live in the United States, even as wild and crazy as it is right now, Wild West times and biblical times, really. But we are, you know, we're looking at how do you get the zest for life and to live bountiful and, you know, have really, really life by the cojones, and you just go ahead and seize that day and you figure out where it lies biblically, figure out where it is, where you can help people. And at the end of the day, I have devoted my life to learning these critters. Learning how to grow some of the best food plots on the planet, arguably. Learning from some of the best and then taking it to the next level. Having a little bit of Asperger's. They call it a little bit of autism. I don't know if you can have a little bit of it, but I'm definitely on the spectrum. I've spent my entire life figuring out how to wear a certain character. Where somebody that people would like, people would be entertained by trying to act normal. I think in this world, in society, we try to act normal a lot of times. And in my 40s, the middle of my 40s here, I've finally come to a place where so many people around me is like, I've known you were for a long time. I just didn't say anything. How would you have reacted? And I'm like, well, if you know what Asperger people like, they like the truth. They like it straight up. They like people to tell them how it is. You're not going to make me mad by telling me the truth. You're going to make me mad by not really telling me the truth, by being kind of deceitful, kind of what the world tells us to do. So I'm going to shoot you straight. You guys shoot me straight. I have so many incredible topics today to talk about on the podcast. And this is the first one ever. This is podcast numero uno. This has all been possible because my mom's going through a lot right now. She's been diagnosed with cancer, and it's really wrecked me in the point where I lost my father. Me and my mother are so close. We're so close. It's just my sister, my mom, and me. I've been the man of my family for as long as I can remember. I have to be able to put down those things. I can't take care of everybody. I have to let God do it, even the where it's affecting my health. I mean, my beard has turned white through the last couple years from the weight that I was holding, where really all I can do is give that to Jesus. All I can do is really learn what it says in the gospel. And I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed by that. I can't believe I made it 40-something years, essentially, without anybody ever bringing up the gospel to me. 20,000 people standing in line to get my autograph in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or across the country. Millions of people watching the TV show Arrow Affliction and Fear No Evil, but no one ever talked to me about the gospel. So if my only thing in the world is to talk to you about land, critters, arrow and gun setups and the things that I know to the nth degree and I've spent my life doing, and I can tell you all of these things while bringing up the fact that the gospel is the most important thing in my life, and that family trumps everything, and putting down business for the last 6 to 8 months, I am doing this for my mom because she wants me to be like every mother. I'm a lucky person to have the mother that I have. My wife is a lucky person to have the mother that she has. We are lucky people. We are blessed beyond belief. And our mothers just want us to be happy. And I think through this period of time over the last couple of years for me wanting to do a podcast, I really didn't know which direction after television that I wanted to do. I'd love to get back into television, but the funding really isn't there. I'll break down that in the future places, future podcasts and things like that, or Facebook or Instagram. But really for me, it is about finding something that I love, that I can put my passion back into, that can make my heart beat, that can make my mind just at peace, knowing that you're supposed to do the gifts that God has for you. Like, you're supposed to do those. I'm not going to start spouting off right now the different books that's in the gospel and in the Bible, but you know that I believe it, know that I know it's true, know that I know God is real, and I know that Jesus died for my sins, and I know that my mom wants me to love something in this world, because it's been really hard for me to love anything but my family for a very long time, whether it be hunting or whether it be entertaining, educating, inspiring, talking to people. It's really hard once you get locked down after, you know, the COVID stuff and the country locking down and not being able to trust. I mean, trust is one of the biggest things on the planet. And what are you going to do? You have to trust. And my mom wants me to love, trust, be patient. And this is scary for me. I'm not scared of many things. I watch a lot of podcasts. People talk about how they're scared of the dark and they're scared of this. Man, if you're scared really in this life, you're just not right with Christ, and you're just not right with where you are. You're just out of balance, and I just want to help because I'm scared right now, or I was up until I started going, because as you know anything about me, I just like to talk. I like to talk. I like to educate. I like to talk about topics. I think really, really deep. I'd rather talk to somebody really, really deep than patty cake around and talk about daily issues. The whitetails this year right now are in the acorns, and then they're going to go straight to picked corn, and there's some really big deer falling because we've got some really nice temperatures right now. I'll get to that. My mom, I love you. Cindy Brackett taught fourth grade for, man, 30-something years, just completely gave her life to her kids, whether they were the kids that she was teaching or whether it was me and my sister and then her grandkids. So, Mom, I love you. You're an inspiration. I get emotional, but she's such an inspiration. And I can tell you that my life is, when your family gets really, when you're really going through something, and if you just slow it down. And I get scared on what not to, what to say to my mom, what can I do, can I take her on vacation? And the greatest thing I can ever do is I'll just go over and hang out at her house. I'll do the things that she wants to do. And my aunt said something really great. As much as she means to me, she said, well, your mom's, you know, in their 70s. And, you know, you're a young man. You're 45, 46 at the time. I think I was 45. And she just said, go, Chris, your mom wakes up. She does her little thing. She watches her little Hallmark. She loves taking a drive. She loves doing really simple things. She's in her 70s. She's lived a lot of life. She's not 45 years old. She's not just still trying to drive and go through life and prove this stuff. She's just trying to enjoy her grandchildren. She's trying to enjoy her children, her friends, the people around her. And so just take that. And that was probably the greatest advice my aunt ever gave me, besides some other stuff when I was younger, but recently through this whole thing. But I'll tell you, life, it will really put it in perspective. My father clearly did things in his life as an alcoholic and, you know, abuse on me and things like that, really rough. That when he passed away from a stroke and they found him on the ground and on the floor Christmas Eve, and it was really tough. And I think Jordan Peterson says things around this topic of be the man that doesn't cry at your father's funeral. Because really everything was based around me just being a man and what my dad tried to be his whole life and told me at 18 years old, you're more than a man than I'll ever be. And that, you know, that's tough to take as a young man. Where do you go from there? Who do you look up to? And I wish I would have found the gospel earlier. I knew God. I saw God. I saw God in antlers and velvets growing, but I never really saw Jesus and understood why he died for my sins and he was the only way through. To go be with the Father in heaven, Yahweh, and to be on this journey of everything that happened to me with the feds, and we'll talk about it. We'll get into all of this stuff. We will dive into every last detail of all of it, but today is just an introduction of who I am, what I'm about, how this is going to be shot. I've set this all up myself. I've had to try to figure this all out myself. I've not wanted to do this without support, but I have had the support of the Herman Brothers. We work for Herman Brothers Realty. I pretty much kind of run day-to-day operations on that. I have the Borlands, Danny and his wife Jenny, that are with me, and then my wife, Jody, and I couldn't do it without her putting up with me all the time. But this is inspirational, coming from what we're going through with my mom. So after my father, you know, passed away, then on to my mother, dealing with, you know, cancer that would probably take her, but I mean, I could get struck by lightning right here in my house and die. And I think, mortality, knowing what's important, it's been one of those things where I've walked my mom through life here as we've, you know, she's given her life to Christ. And we talk big. We talk about big things. There's nothing left that we need to talk about. And so if either one of us don't wake up in the morning, I know I'll see her again. And she knows she'll see me again. And, you know, it's one thing to live as Christ and, you know, how does that go? I normally have it, but I'm a little emotional. To live as Christ, to die as gain. And I think when you live in that, you have these parts of the scripture that you just hold on to. You know, you start reading Ecclesiastes, you can read vanity is vanity, everything is vanity. And you start reading all these things to where what we go through and what we go through in vanity of making these deer and these whitetails and these properties our idol, and then putting them in front of our family. And then, you know, being to a point where, you know, to live as Christ. Everything that I do, putting together this podcast, all these animals I've killed, all these stories that I'm going to tell, all the things that we're going to dive into are incredible. They're incredible that I even got to do them. They're incredible that I was blessed enough to do them. But what I gave up, having children, being married before 40 something years old. I've seen the world. I've done all these things. So many men that I go and I speak with, and I speak with every day on the internet or just my friends. These guys would trade anything on the planet to go hunt the Milk River, to go chase, you know, screaming giant elk and shoot him in the chest. Big moose, go up and hunt him with Ryan Harder, or, you know, and shoot them at 8-10 yards and these big giant whitetails and these Boone and Crockett's and everything that I've been blessed enough to do. But most of these guys are working a 9-to-5 at a job they like with good people. They've got good investments. They got their house mainly paid off. They have a loving wife that would love to save money and save for them to go on a trip one day. I'm sure if they just communicated with them. Every one of these gentlemen that I meet, and I'm not saying everyone I meet, I'm just saying everyone that I meet that's like this, says, man, I would give anything to go experience and do what you did. And what they don't secretly know, or, you know, I will tell them, is that if they would just love their wives and they would just lead their children and their wives through the gospel and what's going on, I promise you that God will, your sacrifice, that God and your sacrifice to Jesus as he is for you, that all of that stuff, greater than your wildest of dreams, will come true. And it'll change the desires of your heart. It really will change the desires of your heart. You'll want to go hunt the Milk River, but you would be amazed at what giving your life to Christ and leading your family will do. That wife will, she'll scrimp and save to send you on your dream. Those kids will grow up to be incredible people that will be blessed in generational wealth if they're on the right path, that next thing you know, you're going on hunts that you could never afford. It is life-changing. It is life-changing in your mind and your brain and where you are. I didn't move the mountain that was in front of me that was put on me 5-6 years ago. Y'all don't know the real story, but either way, I took everything that was coming to me, good and bad. It saved my life. It saved my soul. It gave me time with my mother. It gave me time with my father. It let me clear and cleanse the life, my life that I had where everyone wanted from me. When I say everyone, I'm going to say generally 90 to 85% of the people that were in my life were in it for no good, and they were instantly gone. Sponsors, people that paid me, people that were around, that's what they did. We are going to dive into all kinds of topics, but I can tell you, men that are following me on this journey, this is a journey. This is my new season in my life. This is my new journey. This is land life, Chris Brackett's land life, or this is Full Metal Bracket. I haven't really decided. It has kept me up at night wondering about that, what we should call this, what it should be. Right? I have a list of things in my wall behind me that I could get all motivational and I could tell you a lot of stuff, but it's step by step. First step, pushing record and just doing this. I had a plan to go in, cool off, get my head together on what I was going to say. But as you can tell, I don't really need a plan. I just kind of go. And because I know that God's going to bless this, I know he's going to bless this sacrifice of time, this sacrifice of me wanting to do myself. Hey, look at me. Look at the deer I've killed. Look at what I've done. This sacrifice of telling you, men, that all that stuff I got to do is now an opportunity to tell you about how life really should be and how we can walk together. I'm going to walk with you. One of the great things about what I was able to do, and I think one of the reasons why we were always a fan favorite, was because I was always accessible. Facebook Lives, Live from the Tree with F&E, whatever that may be. I was always accessible. Trade shows, whatever. I wasn't one of these guys that you had to get through my security team to get to or whatever. And I'm still going to be accessible. And I'm here. My goal is to tell you about the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm going to teach you how to grow the biggest, most incredible food plots on the planet. I'm going to tell you how I come visit you and we're going to transform your farm. I'm going to tell you that if you want a dream farm, I'm going to show you how to afford it. I'm going to show you how to get the most juice out of that squeeze when you buy a farm. We're going to use the right people. I'm going to hold your hand and teach you how to get the right financing, how to look at it, how to operate, how to sell off some of the tillable to these farmers and be able to hold this rough ground at a little cheaper. I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm going to hold your hand. I've been from Mexico to Alaska. I've hunted everywhere. I've been to New Zealand. I haven't been to Africa. I would have just ran out of arrows over there. But I'm going to tell you my stories. I'm going to entertain you. We're going to learn together. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to bring on experts on here that we're going to cut it up and talk about relevancy of what's going on in the rut and what are whitetails doing and how I would go about that. And you can choose to do whatever you want. That's the great part. I don't care if you kill 100-inch deer. I don't care if you chase giants and kill 200-inchers like old Don. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to me if you're my neighbor. I'm going to pray that you don't shoot them little ones, but I'm going to try to show you how to do it better. And I'm going to try to be a better person through this entire process, through this journey. And by a better person, I'm going to mean I'm not going to get mad. I get mad. Okay, I get real mad. I'm not necessarily triggered, but I have to guard my heart from those that we're just not evenly yoked. A lot of times I have a tough time slowing it down to be able to see it from their point of view. And other people just kind of don't understand that, man, when you take a person that's been traumatized as a child that grew up, and the fact that I don't have a needle in my arm and I'm not an alcoholic and I don't have all these vices, that is only a God thing. Because very traumatized, I think a lot of us were. But when we grow up and we still hold those and we try to do good, that fuse is so short. And when I was able to turn my life to Christ and I was able to look at that fuse and go, okay, well, instead of getting mad, I'm just going to get rid of them out of my life. And that's not the way either. To sin, you know, you got to guard your heart, but it's very much like an inside joke. If you look at life as an inside joke and somebody does something, you can recognize that as a flaw that you're going to trigger or you're going to do something. Just if you can take that extra second and calm down and realize that I'm speaking to myself. That's why I said this is a journey. This is us. Women, you're going to want to watch this. Because you're going to learn a lot about your men, because I'm going to tell the truth. Asperger's people, they just tell the truth, man. I've been putting on an act for a long time, trying to fit in. And that doesn't mean that I wasn't real. That just means that I was a character. A lot of you know me as Aerofliction, booyah guy with the sideburns and running around. Now listen, that wasn't all a character. That was an excuse to be a character, to let my wild side out when I was a younger man. My buddies still say that I'm a child in a man's body. I might have a white beard, but I'm a child. I had a guy the other day that when we bought a piece of property said, well, that young guy over there bought that 22 and he's going to make that into da, 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 you know? And I said to him, I said, I'm the young guy. And I said, well, I'm not buying it. I'm the one doing the development on it. And he said, no, you're not it. I saw him speak at the city council meeting. And I said, no, that was me. So even with the white beard and even with the gray hair and trim this stuff up, I still got my hair, but even with that, I'm still a young man. And I think my body says different with my back injections and all the things I've been through and all the being on Jim Shockey's Vancouver Mountain and getting hit head on collision with a logging truck hitting us. I mean, when I tell you these stories, you're not going to believe them. And I've always told the truth. And I tell people that if you want to know who I am, listen to the words I say, not the way I say it. Because if you're asking me or you're talking to me or you're going to listen, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell you it real and deliver it straight up. The problem is that we live in a world that patty cakes a lot. And I feel that if I'm helping, that I'm going to deliver it. On the scale of 1 to 10 through the world, I will be delivering it on the harsh side. And people take offense. You know what? But I don't have to help them. I'm dealing with pain a lot. I'm dealing with stress. A lot of people they juggle the balls, they put up the passive aggression, and they just really have a tolerance for a lot of stuff in the world. And then it builds up, and then they either, you know, they go gamble, they go do some very visible, very tangible addiction type behavior. And I don't have that. I just don't have that. So, I just think it's really easy. For example, if I'm going to be putting on the golf course and you do something that I don't like, right? Now, I probably won't react to it right away, but I'm probably not happy. But if you go stand behind me and you yell and you start berating me aggressively, I would rather walk to you and try to get you to punch me in the face so you can physically hurt me, because I want it done as fast as possible. Do you get what I'm saying here? If somebody's going to come at me, I would rather confront right away and have them get it out of their system and beat me or punch me in the face or do something physical. I mean, I'm 6'1", 270 pounds, right? So like, if you're going to yell at me, well, let's just go ahead and get it on. I won't even punch you. Just hit me, get it over with. And then I go to my Christian brothers later on after the fact, and I just can't let it go. I'm still so mad because there's really no, it's not settled. And I want it settled more than anything. If somebody's going to be aggressive, I should speak with a kind words. I should speak with a kind heart. I should say, I think you misunderstand me. I don't mean anything bad. And I think you just speak with a kind heart, right? And kind words, turn away wrath. And so that is what I'm working on personally. And I think guys and girls, through this journey of land life, through this journey of Chris Brackett's experiences and world and education, this is not about me just telling you about deer. This is not me telling you about elk, how to pick the right outfitter, how to use the right broadhead, all these cool stories. This is going to be a daily, weekly, monthly journey that I hope gets some sponsors, if you would say, some support monetarily. But that's not why we're doing it. I want to use it to where you're going to pick a real estate agent to buy a farm with. Why would you not talk to somebody that you trust, talk to somebody that's teaching you, and talk to somebody that is on a personal level with you? So I am a real estate agent, a broker at Herman Brothers Realty in Illinois, and I can help you in any state because it's just all real estate, and we just work with the agents in that area, and we help you find one. So whether it's trees, ponds, the topography of the ground, there's nothing that we haven't messed with or we're not professionals at, or we don't know professionals in that area that we will hold your hand and we will go through it together. And that's how we make a living. Also do consults all over the country. There's really nothing in the outdoor space that me or my brothers, and when I say brothers, these are the brothers in Christ that I now work with, that we can't do. And we just want to help you. I really appreciate the support from everybody over the last couple of years. I cannot wait to tell you the whole story and, you know, how God really, really saved me. I mean, you know, I'd already aired my baptism on Outdoor Channel. So all of you that may have said, oh, he turned to Jesus after he got in trouble. No, that's just not the case. And it happened 5+ years prior to me ever having anything to do with the incident. So if you really want to know how long ago that was 10+ years ago. So you have to bring a lot of it is a lot of life and a lot of things and a lot of cancel culture and a lot of outdoor television and a lot of television and a lot of social media and all these different things have to do with perspective. And I will bring to light the perspective and you're welcome to your opinion and I will continue to do my thing. And I pray that, that the Lord blesses this and just continues to show me the direction that we should go. This right here is all organic. I didn't write one thing down. I have an entire list right here that if you are not on our Instagram, the Instagram is Chris Brackett Land Life. The Facebook to follow is you can either go on my personal one or you can go right here on Chris Brackett's Land Life. There's Chris Brackett's Land Life here. You'll see that. It's got the clover in the front. But Chris Brackett's Land Life, go follow that page. Instagram is, again, Chris Brackett Land Life. And type us in. Go follow us. Check us out. If you are wanting online consults or in the field, you can also check out whitetaillandlife.com, whitetaillandlife.com. And Herman Brothers, this whole first thing is brought to you by Herman Brothers Fisheries and Herman Brothers Realty. Again, I'm a broker with the realty, but I can help you with the fish. I got the right guys. We grow fish in Illinois. We transport fish all over the country, the Midwest. Right now, I am on this journey with my pond at my Airbnb. I have an Airbnb farm that helps pay for itself. It's one of the reasons that we do what we do with real estate. It's an example of how we can teach you how to get your property to pay for itself while serving others. It's our ministry, essentially. We set a price. You come to the 10-person Airbnb house on my farm. We just dug a pond in the backyard. It's 30 foot deep. It's an acre. You can watch it from the beginning when we took the ditch. We bid the job. We got the job. Herman Brothers took care of the fish. And then we went through this process where we took six different hybrid bluegill strains. And we have grown those fish to almost a pound in 1 year. And then we've watched these catfish go from 6 to 12 inches to several pounds to some of them up to 10 pounds that we put in it, that and they were about 2 pounds each. We have three different kinds of catfish, albino, channel, and blues. We have those in the acre pond. You watch those. This is not a pond. It's at an acre, so you can call it a lake, but it's on the pond. You can catch all these fish, but before I keep going, you can watch these fish do their thing and grow and eat and catch and release. And you can watch these fish and they're not in this pond so they keep breeding and producing more fish. They will, but most of them are hybrids, which means they're not going to breed like normal fish. I could get into all that, but that's Austin's job of being a marine biologist, a fish biologist. That is not for me to get into, but all I know is I've wanted a pond since I was a little bitty kid, and using real estate and how to use the land to pay for itself and then how to use an opportunity to have a ministry where we bring people in, we let them stay at the Airbnb, we have functions, and then we've been booked up almost every weekend all summer and now into the fall. Young man just got a big giant buck and that stayed at the house. He's not hunting our property, he's hunting his nearby property with a bunch of young men with their father or their father figure. I didn't get in their story, but they stayed there the last 3 days, came down, and one of them just shot a giant. And I was literally like, hey, don't worry about checking out on the checkout time. Just stay as long as you need, take care of this buck, boys have fun, have a campfire, whatever. But this is our ministry. This is the way we keep our farm. This is the way we operate in our lives. And Herman Brothers is, one of the reasons why we have the equipment right now is I called up our real estate department, Chad, and he's one of my best friends, my managing broker. And I said, hey, listen, I think this is good for the real estate business. I'm going to need a little startup. And so that was our startup. Also, big shout out to Ray at Genesis Wildlife Group and his boys and all the hard work and all the things. You'll see Ray a lot on this show. And then you're going to have, you know, I'm going to have to thank Bordeaux Brothers for everything that they've done. If you're on the East Coast, New York, Vermont, even Maine, I've been up there quite a few times trying to get something started and help with their products and their the way they look at whitetails, the way they look at food plots, the way they do all the stuff that we do here in the Midwest. And Cubby Bordeaux, thank you very much for everything that you've done. And hopefully we have these guys on the show and continue to help teach and educate. And yeah, big shout out to my wife and just all my friends for the support. Hopefully we have a lot of them in this room, sitting on the couch, sitting behind the camera, and they can be a part of that. The next one that you're going to hear may be filmed tonight. This is just a little bit of breaking the ice, showing you, telling you what it's about, what we're going to do, and talking about man stuff, deer stuff, land stuff, even fish. But I do all this myself. I've had to learn it. I've had to relearn it. I'm cool with that. But I don't want to do it by myself. This is made to be a ministry for myself and the other guys that are involved, that want to be involved, I guess I should say. I want this to be a guy thing. I want this to be a place where I'll be real honest. I have men in my life that need to be a part of something like this. They're either getting drowned out by children, baseball games, work, where do they go in life? And they need to get in on this so they can be a part and be loved on by men. And I don't mean that any other way but biblically, but they need to be able to hug their bro. They need to be able to talk about men stuff because men silently suffer every day. Women are They just don't know our language. They just don't understand, and that's probably a good thing because they couldn't do it. It's why we're made as men. It's why we're made as men, to protect, to guide, to encourage, to protect, and we have the secrets. We have the secrets of pain. We have the secrets of the the pain and the toughness and all the stuff that we're going through, we have to eat it most days because the women, they need to be protected, and that's okay. So us as men need to be unashamed. We need to act like men. We need to be tough. So let's go. I'm just going to end this thing. I really appreciate y'all watching, tuning in, listening. It'll get better. It'll get cooler. It'll get more cameras. It'll get more guests. I'm just going to let it go organically. I definitely just wanted the production. If you're listening to this right now, I believe that you're going to be able to find this on YouTube. Just search Chris Brackett's Land Life Podcast, and you are going to be able to find it somewhere. I don't know how the next part of this works. That's what's going to be a fun experience and part of the journey. And our goal with the TV aspect is, if one of the digital services wanted to do something bigger, I would take this format of telling stories and having guests and things, and I would add hundreds of terabytes of things that you've never seen from Fear No Evil, Aerofliction, and some of the stuff that you have seen, and dive really deep into it and keep shooting these. I can shoot 10 or 12 of these a day. When you start asking me about my photographic memory, about walking farms and different places I've been, that's the one deal that if you take me to your farm and I'm walking your farm, I'm not going to ever forget that farm. I have a photographic memory when it comes to those things and those experiences. And so when we edit these up and create like the Land Life show or the Full Metal Bracket show, if you're out there and you need to spend marketing dollars or whatever, get a hold of us. We're ready to rock and roll. Full Metal Bracket, take it to the next level, be able to create these new shows. And at the end of the day, you fund them. I don't fund them. I sell land. My clients are most important to me. This land is most important. It's one most lucrative. It's the best juice worth the squeeze for me. It's what I'm really good at. I know the ins and outs. I know how to be professional about it. I know if the land's right for you. But if we're going to do a full metal bracket situation, man, I have more footage than you could ever imagine that I want to dive into, tell these stories, and then go immediately to the footage and look at a buck doing something and tell you why he's doing that and tell you what the topography looked like and what that wind was. Because every time I've ever hunted, that's one of the reasons I don't sleep, is I can see what's happening, the topography, how that wind was that day, what helped us do this. And it's one of the reasons why I can't go in unless the set is bulletproof. What these deer are doing right now with these acorns and these greens and some of this other stuff, and why the big mature deer don't get on their feet and like you have them at night. Well, you're going to screw it up by hunting mornings in October, in my opinion, unless you have the perfect setup and it's bulletproof. But I'm going to dive into that on episode 2. This is episode 1. We're going to go ahead and finish this sucker out, man. I just get started on another rabbit hole, and I would just go a little bit crazy and go down this rabbit hole. But I want to stay between 30 and 45 minutes. I think that's a good listen. I'm not a podcast guy, but you're going to see Chris Brackett's show. I mean, this is the only way I know to get out to the world and talk and share. So thank you very much. This has been Chris Brackett's Land Life, not to be confused with Land Life that's out there, but Chris Brackett's Land Life. Just type in Chris Brackett. You'll be able to find it on any of these downloadable interfaces digitally that's out there. And go follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Chris Brackett's Land Life. Thanks, everybody. God bless.